This goes to Dr. Let's see. Jenna, it's J-E-N-N-A, Burnson, B like boy, E-R, N like November, S-O-N. Fax is 989-629-8145. Regarding Charles Van Hoey, it's V like Victor, A, N like November, H-O-E-Y. Date of birth, January 4th of 1953. Dear Dr. Burnson, this is a consultation for Mr. Van Hoey, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. He's had these levels for several years. He actually previously saw Dr. Kahn, the Midland nephrologist, who was located in Mount Pleasant at that time, prior to 2020. And he was seeing him for creatinine levels 1.5 as high as 1.8 in the stage 3B chronic kidney disease range. And Dr. Kahn told him at that time his kidney dysfunction was most likely secondary to chronic diabetic nephropathy. The levels have stayed fairly stable. We have levels from November of 2021 through 12/20 of 22. And his estimated GFR ranges from 46 down to a low of 35 in that time frame. And since he saw Dr. Kahn, he's had several changes in his health status. He does see Dr. Berlin, a local cardiologist, and he was having syncopal episodes and severe dyspnea on exertion. He had a stress test with bubble study, and it revealed a possible patent foramen ovale. He then had a transesophageal echo that did not reveal the patent foramen ovale. But he did wear a Holter monitor for 30 days, and that showed bradycardia and one instance where he had a very significant pause in his heartbeat. So 3 weeks ago, he had a permanent pacemaker placed in Midland. So far, he doesn't really notice a difference in how he's feeling, but he's not had any falls since the pacemaker was placed, and he's still on activity restriction following his pacemaker placement. He is a 70-year-old male who likes to stay active. He generally enjoys cutting wood and splitting wood, also chipping it. It's C-H-I-P-P-I-N-G. He does enjoy walking on a treadmill about 6 miles distance, and he walks at a pace of 3 miles per hour. But currently he is not doing that since he has had several falls off the treadmill, and he doesn't want to damage the pacemaker wires currently in place. He does see Dr. Shaikh, S-H-A-I-K-H, for severe neuropathy and severe restless legs. And he tells me he's also been diagnosed with vascular Parkinson's disease. And he said both the neuropathy and the restless legs are extremely uncomfortable, and he wishes he could have treatment that would be effective. He's recently started Requip. He takes 8 milligrams of Requip at bedtime, and he does complain that it causes nausea. And so to treat the nausea, he's been drinking ginger ale, eating bread and crackers. And so his sugars have been going up while he's trying to sleep at night. They are much better during the day when he's able to eat a better diet, but he believes the Requip is probably causing the nausea. And he's had a history with atrial fibrillation, a paroxysmal type, and he's recently been started on Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day. His cardiologist would like to monitor him, and they're not sure if he should have patching of the patent foramen ovale at this point. They'd like to manage him medically The patient is very interested in possibly surgical intervention to patch the patent foraminal valley, if possible. He currently denies dizziness or headaches, no chest pain or palpitations. He does have dyspnea on exertion. That is chronic. It is no worse, though. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. No edema. He does have severe neuropathy of the lower extremities and very restless legs, which are best treated when he gets up and walks. He has severe neuropathy of the lower extremities also. Past medical history is significant for migraine headache, cryptogenic stroke, multiple TIAs, exertional dyspnea, benign prostatic hypertrophy without obstruction, severe restless leg syndrome, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes for many years, allergic rhinitis, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, possible patent foraminal valley, degenerative arthritis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, a history of kidney stones, and the vascular Parkinson's. Surgical history, he's had 5 colonoscopy and removal colonoscopies and removal of colon polyps. He had a permanent pacemaker placed about 3 weeks ago. He's had bilateral cataract removal and lens implants, an appendectomy, his right hand fifth trigger finger release, hemorrhoidectomy, and a left inguinal hernia repair with mesh placement, a vasectomy, and left leg surgery. Social history, the patient has never smoked. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married and lives with his wife, and he is retired. Family history, mother is deceased of some kind of a blood cancer, and father, he died in his 50s of either a stroke or a heart attack. The patient wasn't sure exactly which disease process caused his father's death. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to hydrocodone. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Lipitor, 40 milligram daily, Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligram daily, Voltaren gel, he uses that every 4 hours as needed to affected areas, Trulicity, 0.75 milligram once weekly. Cymbalta, 60 milligram daily. Allegra Allergy, 180 milligram daily. Lantus, 10 units of insulin at bedtime. Synthroid is 75 microgram daily. Lyrica, 100 milligram twice a day. Indoral LA, 60 milligram one daily. Requip, 2 milligram. He takes 4 at bedtime. Imitrex is 50 milligram daily as needed for headache, not used every day. Eliquis, 2.5 milligram one twice a day. Oral iron, 27 milligram daily. And Miralax, 1/2 cap daily as needed for constipation, but he does not use that daily either. Physical examination, height is 69 inches, weight 188 pounds, pulse 80, oxygen saturation is 94% on room air, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 122 over 72. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Neck is supple. No carotid bruise. No jugular venous distension. No lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is irregular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. He has a permanent pacemaker up in the left upper chest, non-tender. A clean incision. Abdomen is obese. non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, bowel sounds normal, active, extremities, no edema. He has decreased sensation from toes up to knees bilaterally, no ulcerations or lesions, no rashes. Labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent labs were done 12/20 of 2022. Creatinine 1.8, estimated GFR 38. 10/19 of 22, creatinine is 1.6, GFR is 43. 9/12/22, creatinine 1.6. 5/29/22, creatinine 1.7, GFR 40. 5/23/22, creatinine 1.5. 1/5/22, creatinine 1.6. 12/10/21, creatinine is 1.8, GFR 38. 11/15/21, creatinine 1.9, and GFR is 35. We do have a microalbumin to creatinine ratio. That was done 11/15/21. That's normal at 20. And 12/20/22, his hemoglobin is 13.1. Normal white count and normal platelets. Calcium 8.8, sodium 144, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 28, albumin is 4.2. Estimated GFR is 38. And your analysis on 12/20/22, negative for blood and negative for protein. And we do have a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan, and that was done February 21st of 2021. Right kidney was 11.5 centimeters, and there was a stone measuring 0.6 centimeter in the inferior pole, which was not causing an obstruction. Left kidney was 11.4 centimeters without stones, cysts, and no hydronephrosis. And he had a bladder volume of 418 pre-urination, and then after voiding, zero residual. And assessment and plan, stage 3B, this is one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy and long-standing hypertension, stable over many years. We will continue to do lab studies every 3 months. We're going to update the microalbumin to creatinine ratio with the next lab study. He's going to do those with his other routine labs for primary care. So those should be done again in March or April, he believes. He should continue to follow a low-salt diabetic diet. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. He was also concerned about the Requip causing severe nausea. And Dr. Fuente mentioned that he may want to talk to you about possibly trying gabapentin instead of Lyrica. Perhaps that would allow either you or Dr. Shake to titrate down the Requip and titrate up gabapentin, possibly. That was just a suggestion to see if that could help manage his nausea. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.